Yo, what's up, everybody? I'm Joshua Harrison.
And I'm Dustin Cade.
And we're Blazing the Scene Podcast. Welcome to our very first episode.
Yeah, we did it.
High five yourself for coming through and checking us out. We are a low budget.
Very low budget.
Yeah, very low budget podcast.
The lowest budget you could possibly get.
That's exactly what we did. This is shout out to Mike Enders for hooking us up with the snowball mic. He gave it to us for the low. This mic was used to start the Please Send Nudes with Mike Enders and Charles Angle. So this is fucking, that's dope to fucking have this. Like, it's a blessing on the mic.
It was surprisingly easy for me. I did nothing. Josh handled all of the work.
It was a quick,
I gave him $20.
It was a quick, you know, it was one of them sales that you just don't see happen. You know, just real quick. I put the money in his hand. He put the mic in my hand. And we just parted ways.
He's making it sound way cooler than it was. He just sold him a microphone and now we're using it.
Yo, also, we want to give a huge shout out to our boy Eric Subject,
former hair champ.
Yeah, former hair king, you know, now that we're on the scene, he falls third best, I'm sorry. But shout out to the former king, Eric Subject, former hair king.
Situation's hairy.
He held it down until we got here. We're both newer comics. I've been doing this for just a little over a year.
I've been doing it about 5 months.
Yeah, so we're babies. We're like in a cocoon state.
Still metamorphosizing.
Yeah.
We're gonna get there.
I didn't even know you knew a word that big.
It wasn't even right. It wasn't the right word. But you acted like you knew that was the right word.
Bro, you had me fooled. I thought it was a real word. You made it sound good.
I make everything sound good.
Okay.
Except this podcast right now, so we're moving on.
So the premise of our podcast is we are new comics in the Phoenix open mic comedy scene. We get occasional bookings, and this is about us being in the open mic scene, the behind the scenes.
Our trials and tribulations, exactly. Getting started.
Exactly. Learning the comedy game, because we still don't know shit. We're still new.
Not a lot of people know all the work that goes into just starting out.
A lot of driving around, a lot of waiting.
Your car's gonna break down.
Oh yeah, guaranteed. If you're an open micer, you're giving a car away. That's what's happening. It's just gonna be destroyed.
And you're gonna develop alcoholism.
No, not me. I don't like to drink, you know. I keep the scene blazing, you know.
We're blazing the scene.
Oh shit, nice. But tonight's podcast, the theme is how we bomb,
and it happens often.
Yeah, we're new comics,
especially this new
out eating shit sandwiches very often. But, you know, that's how you grow.
Tonight we got our sandwich at Catalina's Bar and Grill.
Shout out to our boy, Derek McFarlane, host over at Catalina's. He puts together this weekly mic. It's the place to be on a Tuesday night. And tonight...
None of you were there tonight.
Yeah, tonight we had a lot of people that were gone doing the funniest person with a day job at House of Comedy. So it was a light night. Which is good because it's better to bomb in front of less people. But yeah, Catalina's always a great open mic.
It's one of the staples of theirs on the comedy scene.
Yeah.
Every open micer knows about it. It's a lot of people's first mic.
Yeah.
It's the local hangout.
Where was your first mic at?
My first mic was at Toso's Bar and Grill.
Okay. Nice, nice. Toso's is another place where you go to learn to bomb.
Yep, if there are 6 people on the list, that means there are 6 people in the crowd.
And my first open mic was at Grand Avenue Pizza Company, which it was 1 year later. Now I'm the host at Grand Ave. But I still remember, how long did you do for your first set?
I made it probably 3 minutes through my first set. The entire time I was rubbing my belly and I was staring at the floor.
I remember that, yeah. I was like, why is Seth
Josh Harrison showing you how it's done.
I wanted to roast him so bad that I just messed up the lines, but I promise you, I will get him next time. But yeah, he looks like everybody's drug dealer. So I was like, why is everybody's drug dealer up there looking down at the ground, you know? But yeah, no, Dustin is a beast. He's been doing good for 5 months and he's a beast.
And Josh been kind of giving me advice since I started. He started like 6 months before I did.
See this? That's a wing for baby birds.
I'm a white head on his back. This pimple's about to pop.
But yeah, tonight we both bombed at Catalina's. It was
one of us more than the other.
Humbling, yeah, for sure. But you know, I was trying out new jokes. That's what happens.
Shout out to Mike Enders for being really hard to follow.
Yeah, he sold us the mic, and then I was glad that I put Dustin after him on the list. Well, it wasn't intentional, but. We were both fry. It was happening.
We were 18. And then Brittany
Henran came back and got laughs after us. So I know it was possible to do.
So we're the only two that bombed that period.
How many bombs would you say you have right now?
Let's see. If I had out of 100 sets, probably 70 bombs.
Yeah, it's something as a new comic that you just have to get comfortable with. You have to embrace the suck.
If you're not bombing, you're gonna.
Yeah. That's like the best part, though. When you do bomb, eventually you start to get like on these waves of where you're just doing good and you're killing your sets until you bomb again.
Yeah, and then it's gonna just keep happening.
Yeah.
You gotta ride the waves while you can.
Absolutely. It's up and down. But it's all, you know, it's all a learning process, and it's an addiction as well.
Oh yeah. The adrenaline rush keeps coming back. The more mics you do, the more hooked you get.
Yeah. Absolutely. You'll still drive home after bombing, like, I'm glad I made it out tonight.
Yeah. And if you don't go out, you're gonna feel like crap.
Yeah.
You're gonna feel like a worthless piece of crap.
It's definitely like a self-guilt feeling if you don't go out. It is definitely worthy to bomb. Have you, at 5 months in, do you feel like you've gotten you figured out how to pull back out of a bomb?
It's like a 50-50, I'd say. Sometimes I can pull out of it, but sometimes you dig the hole too deep and then there's no coming back.
Yeah, absolutely. that hole will just like start crumbling as you're trying to dig your way back out, and then it fills up with quicksand and it just pulls you under. I would say at a year in, I still can potentially bomb very hard. I'm learning how to read the crowd, and there's times where I can pull them back, but then there's some times where it's just nope. not happening, but it is fun to try to bring it back.
You could have a good set every night and do that same set somewhere else on an off night and bomb with your best material.
At least I bombed tonight with new material, trying new stuff out, trying new ways, trying to reword it.
That's expected. You're always going to bomb your new material the first couple times.
That's like the trick sometimes. So you have a new premise and you'll do it and that joke will just smash. Or you'll be riffing and that premise will just smash. And then you start trying to figure out that joke. And it takes a while to get that laughter to come back for it.
Yeah, a lot of toying around with jokes. Never do the same joke twice. You're always tweaking something. You're always changing something. You could make that joke that was an A joke a really bad joke, Just changed it up a few words. I did that tonight. I tried playing around with one of my jokes, tried adding a bunch of unnecessary things, and it did not pay off.
Yeah, I was there. It didn't. No, but it's, you know, it's, I don't really care anymore about bombing.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. Yeah. It's gonna happen no matter what.
Yeah, you bomb so that way when you do get the laughter, it's worth it.
It's always worth it. Always.
You don't say.
Yeah. It's, go figure. It's a good feeling.
Who'd have thought? Who would have thought that getting laughter feels good?
Yeah, I would have never thought. It took a while to realize that.
Yeah, well, because you weren't
getting any laughs.
Yeah. No, I was there. That was like my first set I did at Grand Ave. I did 3 minutes and 38 seconds. That was all the material I had, but I was like...
One up in me over here. I said 3 minutes. You had to add 38 seconds.
38 seconds, my man. It was, I was happy that I did it. I just wanted to get I wanted to try my jokes that I'd written out. And I was like, if I don't do it now, it's going to take me forever. Yeah. And then I quickly was able to jump up to that 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think I wrote for 2 months before I started comedy. I was just writing jokes every day, never had the guts to go up. Then I just started going to mics and watching them. Then one day I just got up there, and I ate it.
No, he did good his first time. I remember being
there. Yeah, he was actually there my first time. Yeah. He was one of the 6 people at Toso's.
Yep. I think that night was actually like 5. That was, you know, here in the Phoenix scene, too, we got, like, certain mics, like, Toso's, you could run longer sets. Like, it's not so strict to just 5-minute sets. And there's not really, the only time you're going to do a 3-minute set at an open mic is if you're past 20. Because the host doesn't deserve to sit there all night. He deserves to get to go home eventually. But,
lists get long.
Yeah, you can get, lists can get long in some places. Some places are lighter lists, and the hosts run longer time. So, if you're, I don't even know what I was going to say.
We're bombing through this, too.
You're bombing.
Nah. Yeah,
you're bombing. We're
both bombing.
You, like, if you could grow facial hair, you totally look like a terrorist.
Probably. If. That's a big if. It's never going to happen. I'm giving up on that dream.
When you were developing your jokes, what did you change that you thought was going to work better tonight that didn't?
Oh, man. What was it? I was trying to talk about losing my dogs on the reservation.
Which is like virtually impossible to lose a dog on the reservation.
I was trying to explain how you lose a dog on the reservation, your cousin's gonna call you 2 weeks later with your dog. There's a funny thought in there. But I definitely didn't find it tonight. Someday.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you.
So what joke did you bomb on tonight?
You know what? It was my contacts joke. I have this joke that I'm working on, and I totally forgot a whole chunk in the middle.
Let the whole crowd know.
Absolutely. I was like, I acknowledged it in my set. Because I still said the line after. Because I wanted to say the line on stage. And I didn't care. It was already too late anyways.
Just went through the joke with no one knowing what the hell was going on.
Yeah. But I got the line out. And that's what mattered to me.
He confidently bombed.
Yeah.
Messed up.
At least I got to practice the line. Even if it didn't come in order that it should have.
Yeah.
I'll take what I could get sometimes.
You'll get them next time.
Next time, Tiger. Well, all right, guys. We're going to keep this podcast short and sweet.
This is just the first episode. Our little intro.
just, yeah.
Format's going to probably change a lot as we go.
We're trying to figure out the format. Bear with us. And I know I shouldn't have been clicking this pen, but I kept doing it. But yeah, we're gonna try to figure out and dial in this format. We put this podcast together in like a 6-day period of planning everything out and executing.
And it shows.
Yeah, it shows. Low budget podcast.
But
we're ambitious. So what we lack up for in budget, we make up for in ambition.
Yeah, that's a good work around that.
Yeah, you know. It's still, yeah, and if that, you know, that is how we bomb. We bombed tonight, and
we bombed so good.
And I'm happy I got that stage time. Shout out to Derek.
That's all that matters. Get that stage time.
Catalina's Castaway Comedy. I'll be on his show. Derek McFarlane also runs a. It's switching to a monthly book show at Sixth Sense Comedy Theater, and it is Castaway Comedy. You got any upcoming shows?
April 12th, I will be at the Bench, or actually, I'll be at Toso's. I'll be at Toso's where it all began with Bobby Johnson. Shout out Bobby Johnson. Then I'll be in Baghdad, Arizona on April 18th. Baghdad, dropping bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, he's bombing everywhere.
I'm bombing at a small town near you.
No, but honestly, thank you guys for chiming in and checking out our very first podcast ever. You guys are what it's all about. If you have any, you want us to answer any questions, or you have like future topics that you guys would love to hear, please drop us a line, let us know.
Load up them comments.
Yeah, you know, don't be shy.
We're still small enough, we'll answer you.
Yeah, bring it in, baby.
We'll always be small enough, we'll answer you.
Yeah, most likely.
It's our promise.
Most likely, but don't risk us getting too big to respond back to you.
So do it now. Get it while it's hot. Invest now.
Yeah, we are.
Invest in Blazing Bucks.
Get it while it's hot. We've been Blazing the Scene podcast. I'm Joshua Harrison.
I'm Dustin Cade.
And y'all been fantastic.
Have a great night.